The 21st of October, 2020, in the United States of America, Los Angeles, California, Lucy Coleman Studio, yours truly. Thank you for coming to my website, and thank you for appearing to be somewhat serious. How about John Patisse leading us off today? He's asking a very important question. Is it over? Is it over? Listen. Cheer up. Get that frown off your face. Allow life to come and take its place. Listen to the questions. I'm sorry for that disconnect. She said yes. We weren't expecting that, were we? Well, a little technical difficulty. I'm trying to switch some things around to make some other things work. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing pretty good. I just took out a piece of salmon, gonna thaw it out, gonna grill it, and have it with a couple of crackers, some nice vegetables I got planned. I think I'll have that for dinner tonight. Is it over? Are you guys listening to the news reports telling you how difficult this thing is? You know, I don't know whether they're trying to put fright, fear, or whatnot into everybody. One of the latest things that I heard was that the football player that played for the Dallas Cowboys says that he figures that he's immune from it, that it's not coming his way, that it's not going to mess with him. Odell Beckham, I think his name was. He came out on the news today. And then, of course, a lot of the evangelicals are having a conniving fit, talking about this is the beginning of the... A lot of people think that, though, and you've come to the right person. When you ask, does the teachings of Christian eschatology bear witness to what is happening on the planet today? And is America, who used to be so far out of the gamut of being a part of something like that going down, is America really giving privy to that account? You know, can we find America in the Bible, and can we think with any kind of purpose or ability and say, yes, this is talking about our country, this is talking about us, and so we have to do something about it? Excuse me as I move a little bit away from the microphone. I had to turn on a little light here because I'm trying to do some production while I'm setting up the production. It's been a long time coming. And I want to play some music. And at the same time, I want to talk with you seriously about this virus. I think we need to take seriously this virus. Why? Because people are dying. People are dying. I have a visitor coming by tomorrow, but he works in the medical field, and he's been tested for the virus. And when he comes by, he still wears a mask. Okay? I had another call. Somebody tried to call me and say, well, can I come by for my weekly visit? I canceled about three of those. No, I don't want people getting accustomed of coming around me. Man, on the news yesterday, they say this thing is going to run another 3 or 4 months before it even thinks about subsiding, and maybe another whole year. Now, I got a lot of stuff that I want to share with you and a hell of a lot of things that I'd like to do, so I'm not going to mess up my life playing games with the people that don't want to get serious. Well, I'm going to do what I do well the most, is I'm going to play some music for you. And looking in my collection, I came upon a number by the great late Ray Charles. Now, let me tell you a little bit of something about Brother Ray. Ray just ticked a whole bunch of people off because he made music that was talking about the real. And here's one called Black Coffee from way back, I think, in the year 1957. Ray Charles. Listen. Cup of that. Pour it right. Play it, Ray. Thank you.
great plan.
From way back in the year of 1957, the great Ray Charles from an album that is just fantastic, full of the blues, full of good jamming music. The great Ray Charles album. And I'm going to play another cut from there. And so that you can, as a matter of fact, I think the next cut that I'm going to play is one called The Ray. And, you know, I'm playing this music because I think this music is good. Now, you know, Ray was terribly disliked by a lot of African-American pastors, churchmen, all around the country, because Ray's music spoke of life. Now, I know of Ray's music personally. I'm well in my mid-70s and beyond by this time. And my dad would play a piano just like that. My dad had an upright piano in the house. And, you know, I was by visiting my brother yesterday, and I should have asked him, did he remember how daddy would get on the keys and tickle them keys and play just like Ray Charles? And I would sit right next to him as a young teenager, and I would try my hand on the keyboard. That's why I play a little piano now. When I was pastor in the church, when the pianist was late or didn't show, I marched the choir in. I played by ear. You know, I picked up a tune and boom, 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 in the key of C, just learned it right quick. You had to be quick if you're in the Black Baptist Church. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? But I'm going to play one now called The Ray. And I think that you will really appreciate this tune. Ray Charles from the album in 1957, The Great Ray Charles. Thank you. Well, sorry for that slight interruption. Let me get back to it. I don't know why it stopped. Why is this thing stop in the middle of the ray? That's nice. You know, a lot of people never knew that Ray Charles had a band. And Ray Charles, just like James Brown, and just like Billy Eckstein and other famous crooners back in the day, had their own band. Well, of course they did. And they chose the best artists that played the music, and everybody was happy. Ray Charles. I'm going to go to another one of his albums because I do want to play a nice variety of his music. And I want you to be a little bit patient with me today because I'm trying some new things with my equipment here so that I can get my sound just right. Want to go to another one of Ray's albums because, you know, he had oh, my gosh, he had a ton of albums. And I want to go into one of his earlier albums now and see if I can find a cut for you. And I think that you'd like this one, too. We're listening to Ray Charles, and beginning of the day was John Batiste with Is It Over? Well, it's not over for me, and I hope it's not over for you. And if God is willing, it won't be over for a lot more of us if we obey the rules. Keep our distance, wash our hands, and enjoy your life where you are. I'm alone here in the Lucy Coleman studio and feeling fantastic. And I hope that you're feeling the same way, too. Now, you know, the inevitable question was, why was Ray so criticized by the church? Well, I'm going to play a number here that really lets you know that. It's from the same year of the other album, 1957, Ray Charles, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. That was the name of the album. But you have to listen to the number and know that black church folk didn't like this because they thought that it was sacrilege. Let's listen to Ray and let's be the judge for ourselves.
You hold me tight. tight
and say what?
And tell me, Daddy, everything's all right.
That horn. Hallelujah. I just love it so. I don't know why they didn't like Ray. Ray, I mean, that's the way it is with the man and his woman. Who was that? What was that song came out when I was a late teenager or a young man? When a man, Percy Sledge, the late Percy Sledge. Remember that one? When a man loves a woman? Why was this such taboo, okay, in the eyes of the black church? And when you look at the black church today, so unreal. Now, here's a number that I'm going to play for you, written by Ray Charles, from that same album, Ray Charles, Hallelujah. And this one, 1957, about a year after Marianne died. You see, Marianne was the name of my mother. You see, and Ray Charles and his giftedness and his profoundness, I guess he was thinking about my mother, because he has a number called Marianne. Listen to this, way back in 1957.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm telling you, you know what? You don't have to like music, those of you. And you know what some of you are saying? John Coleman, what are you playing these secular records for? What are you playing? Listen, we're on lockdown. And I'm trying to give you a little African-American history. Now, Ray just didn't do things like that. He created music that was so dynamic that there's just not room enough to play it. So I got to dig a little deeper in my library here and find what can satisfy your palate. You know, my second daughter was born in 1971. And about a year after that, Ray's making music and he's at the top of his game, really at the top of his game. And I don't think he did this to try to appease the church folk. And there were many people in 1972. I'm still listening to Ray Charles. I became a very strong Christian in 1967. I mean, I stopped drinking, smoking, stopped carousing in the club, stopped going to concerts, delved 100% into the Bible. But whenever I'd listen to the radio and Ray Charles came on, he always seemed to be at the top of his game, singing about the things that need to be sung about, doing the things that needed to be done. And that's why I had great respect and love for him. And it was on this album in 1972 that he recorded A Message from the People. Starts off with track number one. And I'm glad I got this music because what it does is it identifies for us our culture, where we came from. Going all the way back. Because when you go up to where we are now, we got a lot of heck of some good artists. I'm not going to, come on now. I like some of the modern music. I speak with these young men and young women, and they let me listen to the music, and I see, I can dig that. I can see the talent. But what about the traditional things where people can put forth some kind of an artistic beauty in the things that they believe in? Ray Charles now singing Lift Every Voice.
I got something in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah.
As only Ray Charles can do it, lift every voice and sing. Lift every voice and sing. Be happy. Oh, my goodness, we needed that in a day and age where it seems like there's nothing left for us to lift our voices about. Now, you know, this makes me think, was Ray the only one that put forth this familiar effort to lift up African Americans, to lift us up from this state of mind that we find ourselves falling into once we begin to think with the negative aspect of our minds? You know, recently I've been watching things on Netflix, and they had a great series speaking about Dr. Walker, that famous black lady that had the hair supplies and whatnot. Now, they added a little stuff to it when they wrote it to make it more interesting. But what I love about Madam Walker is that she loved her people. She wanted to do something for the sisters. And I'm telling you, because I grew up in a family where the sisters had some rough hair to manage. But through watching that series, it kind of prompted me, and I said, okay, I'm always going on my website talking about how good God is. And every time I see some things about us historically, God is always on the burner there. And, well, you better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why God is going to come out the sky and get you. But there's something that I like about Madam Walker. She knew she had talent. She knew she was good. And my goodness, what she did for the black community makes me think of a lady that used to be a member of the church that I pastored, Olivet Baptist, and her name was Bernice Lewis. Bernice Lewis was the Watkins lady. If you lived in Los Angeles and if you were around the Central Avenue, around 40th and Central Avenue around there, Bernice Lewis was a lady, and she worked part-time in a cafe on Central Avenue. But she was a Watkins lady, and she attended the church that I joined when I first became a Christian when I was 23 years young. And Bernice delivered the Watkins products for years, and I remember that. And so I'm going to dedicate this next song to Bernice Lewis. And it's played by one of my favorite artists. I hate it when a dog starts barking when I'm in the middle of a webcast. But like I said, you know me by now that the Lucy Coleman studio is not soundproofed in here. Memories of You, played by one of the greatest band leaders in the history of African-American music, the Duke himself, Duke Ellington. Oh, my goodness, has recorded so much music and has made so many people glad. I want to dedicate this next song to Bernice Lewis. Memories of You, Bernice, and Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Enjoy.
Seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just
Memories of You, and that's a dedicated record to Bernice, to the life of Miss Bernice Lewis. She was a very, very wonderful, wonderful lady in the church that I pastored so many years ago. Never have I seen her argue, use a swear word. She had sons that I knew. One of her sons, I believe, is still alive, James. And right before I stopped pastoring, James would come by in the garage when I had garage Bible studies back there on Sunday mornings. And James would tell the Anselm Bible Church, he would tell them when I taught James as a little boy in Sunday school, he and his brother Jamal. Well, Bernice was their mother. And I recall my pastor was a meanie. He was a mean guy. If you didn't, you know, amount up to his standard, he would marginalize you. When he died and I became the pastor, well, of course, Bernice's husband came to church more often because I'd never talk about a black man in the church, especially one that took a drink now and then, especially one that went out and stayed out all night and came home drunk. I knew what the black man was going through. I wouldn't preach against that. I never used the Bible to preach against life, because life is happening today. You know, when you think about, I was having a conversation not too long ago about if I ever come down to the place where I needed some personal help, you know, that I get too old, that I would not be able to get anything done in a progressive way, that I may require a caregiver. And I was thinking about the kind of individual that would be that that would be that right kind of caregiver for me, because I don't want nobody caring for me that's going to give me problems. You know, when I get up in age, when I can't walk around and when I can't move. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I don't need that yet. I'm driving my car. I still got, sometimes my balance is a little off because I'm old. I got to eat right, watch my diet and all that kind of stuff. Drink a lot of water, exercise, get fresh air, stay out of harm's way, live healthily. But it got to be somebody that understands me, because I like all kinds of music and all that kind of stuff. And I'm glad that you can be with me as I play my music today. We got about a little bit more than 15 more minutes left, and I want to play some other music from other artists. And I want to tell you, if you come here and you want to hear preaching and Bible studies and the Word of God, fine, it's all on this website. What you have to do is scroll down. See, I'm just doing this until the day I die, because this is my legacy. I'm writing my book. I'm letting you know just the way I look. Thank you for coming to my website. Now let's listen to some more music. Another controversial voice that the black church had difficulty with while she was on the top of her game, and she stayed there even until death, Aretha Franklin. She had a great album a number of years ago called Laughing on the Outside. And there's a great little cut on this album. And I think that if Aretha was alive today, she would sing this to you, because there's a lot of grief. Some people lost loved ones with this virus. They lost their job. They can't get along with other people. Road rage is off the charts, and everything looks like it's upside down, topsy-turvy, and you can't find nobody to love these days. Aretha makes it plain on this cut when she asks you to make somebody happy. Aretha Franklin, the Queen.
Some
Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. And, you know, it's great to have contemporaries in your life like that. Listening to her sing the ballads, the slow songs, the ones that when your family get together and your friends get together, brings back some good memories. Us senior citizens, we have those memories because we have the classics on our side, and the classics is what keeps you alive and keeps you hoping for a better day always, always, you know, and don't get hung up on the things that tear us down. Well, we got a few more minutes, so we want to play at least two more. I'm going to go way back. I'm going to play a number by a group that I remember hearing when I was 13 or 14 years old. I'm just going to play the number, and if you know it, I want you to scream it out where you are. All right, I located on my music library. This isn't the number that I wanted, but I'm going to play it. And if I still want you to jump up and shout out the name of the group if you know them. Okay, so here's a surprise of the evening for you.
Young love, tell me what you think. Young love.
couldn't get young blood out of his mind. Now, you don't know who that is. I know you don't know who it is because it's so old. It's old rock and roll. That's some of the old rock and roll. That's the kind of the rock and roll music that I was raised as a kid up on. And you have to understand that it was at a time when Boogie Woogie was, you know, had ended. World War II was over. Korean War was taking a lot of black men's lives away, and rock and roll was coming on the scene. Bobby Sox, blue jeans, we boys used to wear khakis with, colorful shirts with the tails out, because I remember when I went to high school, if you walked around on the campus and the tail of your shirt was not tucked in your pants, and your pants were not pulled up on your behind and tightly fitted by a belt. Mr. Rourke, R-O-A-R-K, I think his name was the boys' VP, vice principal. He would send you home from school. And check this out, man, it was crazy back in the day, because if you come to school with a natural that wasn't, you know, that was nappy, the way, you know, they would send you home. I mean, times have changed a whole bunch of times. Okay, I got less than 10 minutes, so I want to play something that's going to accommodate my age, right? So you can really pick up a glimpse on how old I am and the kind of music that I like. I'm going to try to choose from my record collection one of the most beautiful records that I've ever heard in my entire life, and I hope that you feel the same way too as you are locked up in your homes during the coronavirus. They talking about this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. Can you believe that? They talking about limit the people you see, and you know what? I am consciously going to cut down the people that I see, because a lot of the people that I see is going out with other people, and you know, it's hard to stay alone. And so I'm going to play this number right here, and hopefully it'll give you a sense of that you are never alone. Thanks for coming to my website. One of the best singers that I've ever heard in my entire life, and she comes from a family, a background of women that have marvelous voices. Her cousin had a marvelous voice, who had a daughter that had a magnificent voice. And now I'm going to play, and I think this is adequate to end up the webcast. And it's a question that I think everybody should ask all of their friends, because a lot of people don't like the change in PJ, Pastor John. Man, you've changed. You used to play a lot of this church songs and other. If that stuff isn't embedded in your heart, nothing will help you. You can listen to that when you want to worship the Lord on your own. But this is a time that I want you to know how I feel as I go through these days. And I don't think anyone better than Dionne Warwick can ask this question. And she asked the question, will you still love me tomorrow? And that's a pretty good question to ask. I think it is. Dionne Warwick.
Some things I'll never let go of. My friends like Doris, Beverly, and Sharon.
Tonight, you're mine.
Yeah.
Completely. You give your love. Yeah.
She asked a question. Will you still love me tomorrow? Hopefully tomorrow I'll be back with more music, more comments, more love from PJ's heart to you. Remember, as you stay sheltered, think good thoughts. Think, and then thank God for your lives. Thank God for what He's done for you. For the food, for the shelter, for the friendships, for life itself. Life is the most precious gift that God could give. And He loves us so much, and He cares for us so much, and He wants us to love others. I got to say this before I end up the webcast. I've been seeing so much mayhem on these social networks, road rage is getting out of hand in this country. People hating other people because they lost their jobs. Their whole life seems to be miserable. And see, and that's the problem. In America, when you become a capitalist, you believe in all that stuff that you have that's going to keep you happy and keep you satisfied and keep you going. And that stuff's not going to satisfy that. I thought that I'd play a little music this time and mix it up a little bit because you need to calm down. Just as you walk around the block, as you exercise in the park, go to the beach and listen to me. Try to go back and listen to the old stuff. You know, I was thinking about something before I go off today. When I played that Ellington number, I thought about some cartoons that I used to see when I was a kid. I used to look at a lot of the Betty Boop cartoons, and they had Bosco cartoons and everything. Well, guess who played the music in a lot of those cartoons? And you can see them on YouTube if you just type it in the browser. Duke Ellington did. That was his music. As the cartoon characters were doing what they were doing. And that's why I like playing Ellington, because it takes me back to when I was a kid, but looking at a little 9-inch black and white TV screen, looking at black and white cartoons and listening to that band. And I did not know that it was Duke Ellington until I well became a grown man. Gave me more respect for him as an artist. And I hope that I've gained your respect by just spending a little more than an hour with you. God bless you, and thank you for coming to my website. Try to come back again. I'll try to have a better mix of music for you next time. And like I said, if you want some gospel, some Bible, and all of that, just scroll down the page. This website is full of it. God bless.